Again, that is just a little taste of what you're going to hear Monday, Thursday night, and we'll also celebrate that special evening with the gift of Holy Communion. So mark that on your calendars and be here. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we want to focus in on the words, I am the resurrection and the life. What does that mean for me today? Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I have a dream. Notice I said dream, to be a master chef, not reality. It's a dream. Maybe you have seen the show Master Chef on television. I like the show. And the show, what it does is it tries to test the cooking abilities of certain contestants. And one of the tests that the judges give the contestants is how well do they know ingredients and how those ingredients are mixed with one another to make a recipe. And so what happens in the show with this one test is a judge takes all the contestants into a fully stocked pantry in a grocery store with all sorts of groceries. And then the judge comes out with a platter with a recipe like this, and it smells good, and you just get hungry looking at it, and everything looks wonderful, and they even sometimes will take a taste of this entree. Then the contestants go out through the pantry and out into the grocery store, and they collect all the ingredients that they can to replicate that exact dish. And they have a very set amount of time to put this dish together, and they're sweating and they're panicky and they get it all done. And at the end, the judges, they judge the dish by tasting it and seeing if the appearance is exactly like the dish that they had presented in the beginning of the show. And the way it works is the person who really knows the ingredients in the store and knows how to mix them together, that's usually the person who wins. The master chef. Now, all of you know that I'm always scared to talk about food and peace because we have a lot of master chefs here at Peace Lutheran Church. A lot of good cooks, a lot of master chefs. I am not one. But a master chef is someone who knows ingredients and knows how to mix them well. This morning, I'd like you to think about something. What kind of ingredients have been put together to shape and form you into the person that you are? What are the ingredients that have been put together to shape you into the person that you are? One of those ingredients, let's think about some of those things. One of those ingredients might have been the school that you went to when you grew up and the friends that you had a long time ago or just last week. Those experiences have shaped and formed you. How did that ingredient shape and form you? Another ingredient in you is your personality. How has that shaped and formed? Another ingredient is the work that you've chosen to do. How has that work shaped and formed you? Your friends, your spouse, how you spend your leisure time, what you do with your spare time, where you go on vacation, all those things are different ingredients that shape and form you when they're mixed together in just the right way to make you who you are. Everyone here has different ingredient mix. Some have ingredients for this or that personality, and the person over here, they don't have those ingredients. They have something else that has shaped and formed them. The person over here has ingredients that are different and make them who they are, and over here, that person doesn't have them. See, the creed in the Lutheran Church, I believe that God, Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, what that means is this. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, if you remember from your confirmation day. What that says is every single person here has been shaped and formed with ingredients inside them and in unique ways, and no one is the exact same. And here's the truth. We all want to, at the end of the day, come out like a sweet-tasting recipe. And we want to have all our ingredients just right so that we're the people that God wants us to be. Okay, what happens when we have a bad ingredient in our life? When something goes wrong? Wow. That's actually what today's gospel is about. John chapter 11. Lazarus, He has lots of good ingredients in John chapter 11. Think about some of these things. Lazarus is from a very much so a supporting family, Mary and Martha, sisters that take care of him. The word love is used there often in the first few verses there in John chapter 11. Lazarus has a close friend in Jesus. It looks like some gospel scholars will say Lazarus and Jesus have been friends from their early childhood even. Lazarus is from a supporting community. They're sad when they hear the news that he's sick. It's kind of like the community that we have here in Philomath, supportive and caring, a good environment. But there is one not so good ingredient that Lazarus has. He has an illness. Mary and Martha go to Jesus. Jesus, come to Bethany quickly. Jesus, for whatever reason, stalls and does not go and waits 2 days to come back to Bethany. And during that time, Lazarus dies. This is a very, very bitter ingredient, death. Have you ever tasted it? And when Jesus comes to Mary and Martha, they say to Jesus, Lord, if you would have been here, our brother would be alive. But at the end of the day, as this gospel passage ends, we know that everything turns out right. All the good ingredients in Lazarus' life and this one that's not so good, his death, Jesus combines it all and he calls Lazarus from the tomb and Jesus puts it all back together again. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Come out, Lazarus, and live again. And the recipe is just right. The way it should be. Dear friends, are there recipes that you make that have some bitter ingredients that aren't so good individually all by themselves? There are. If I were to put a big chocolate cake right here, what would you think? Would anyone say, oh, what a terrible thing to put out in front of everyone, a big chocolate cake? None of you would say that. So you'd think that some of the ingredients in the chocolate cake would be perfect and excellent, but not so much. If I presented to you those ingredients on their own, how would they taste? How about a spoonful of flour? How does that taste? Chalky? Not very good. How about raw eggs? Anyone want some raw eggs? No one wants that. That's a safety hazard. How about vegetable oil? Not good either. But when all those ingredients are combined together and the right timing is put together and everything is just right, all those ingredients can make a perfect chocolate cake. And that's the way it works. As long as you have the right master chef, someone who knows what the ingredients are, knows the timing and how to put it all together, and combines all the ingredients right and knows how they work, if you have the right master chef. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we're recognizing that each one of us has the right master chef for the ingredients of our life. God has given us so much. He's given us our life and our being. He gives us our house and our home, our spouse, our children, everything that we own. And sometimes some of those things that we have turn out to be bad ingredients. We lose our job. We have broken relationships. We have a blocked goal. And some of those ingredients don't taste very good. Some of you might be experiencing them. I know that some of you are. And in those moments, we want to say, Lord, things should have turned out differently. Why weren't you here? And it can greatly hurt us. But what we must remember is this. We don't have the recipe. God's at work putting things together. The hard thing about Christianity is that we have to admit that we don't have the recipe. That's hard, isn't it? We don't know how it all fits together. The good part about Christianity is that we do know we have the one person that can put together everything just right. The people in Bethany, as this tragedy happened, they thought there was nothing here but just a bad ingredient. But at the end of the day, in this gospel lesson, They knew for sure that Jesus had the power to put everything just together right. That is what it means for Jesus to say, I am the resurrection and the life. I can take your bad ingredients and make them just right when I mix them with other things. Jesus can put all our ingredients just right. But you know, sometimes I think reading passages like this is a little bit frustrating for Christians and for non-believers too. And the reason why I say that is because we read these passages and we read that Jesus gave Lazarus life. How come my uncle doesn't have life right now? And sometimes when we read the Bible, we read about people who have withered hands who all of a sudden are healed, or someone who has a sickness that is all of a sudden made well. Why can't I have that right now? You will. Jesus will put it all together. I am the resurrection and the life. He is the master chef, and he knows the ingredients in your life and how they come together, and he knows how to put it together in the exact right way. That is the story of Lazarus, and that is a message for the 21st century. Brothers and sisters in Christ, lots of emotions. I'm really glad with Rob's message this morning. There's crying here. There's doubt. There's disbelief in John chapter 11. And none of those things are wrong. Please, when you have bitter ingredients in your life, cry. Be angry. Even have some questioning. That is okay. But also recognize who the master chef is. Who the master is that can put all our ingredients together and bring resurrection and eternal life out of everything. May God grant that in our lives. Amen. And the song today covers that exact message this morning. In God's time, all things are fixed and made right. So we're going to sing our sermon hymn, In His Time, in response.